Time for Wednesday headlines here on Jaguars.com. Brian Sexton, along with senior writer John Osher, talking about the little things this week. You know, the blocking, the tackling, some of the things that have started to slide in terms of fundamentals and technique. Can they fix that before the season's over, or is that an off-season issue?
Well, I think you can get a little better, but when you talk little things, you are talking technique, and you're talking about things that slip when a young team starts to slip. And it's so young that I don't know if you can fix that to the degree that we want it to get fixed.
You know, we were sitting at Gus's press conference the other day, and he was being questioned about what's the answer to two halves of football. I felt like I was watching Ferris Bueller's Day Off, you know? Does anyone have the answer?
Well, I hope you weren't asking me the answer, because if I knew the answer, I'd be back there, right?
Yeah, right.
But in terms of two halves, again, all we talk about is the youth with this team. And I've always thought this year that that's such a big thing, is the youth. When you have little mistakes, when you have things go wrong, it's hard for a young team to keep those mistakes out of its game for an entire 60 minutes. I think that's why we're seeing this first half great, second half
Finally, a little Jacksonville flavor to Baltimore, isn't there?
A lot. And it's Eugene Monroe, Justin Forsett, Darrell Smith. And, you know, it is a topic whenever you see guys go do well. I think Darrell Smith is still the guy that you look at and go, boy, he would help things, but it's going to be a topic all week.
All right, those are the stories we're covering today and the rest of the week leading up to the Ravens game in Baltimore on Sunday. Make it a good day.